So let me ask a question. Or maybe I shouldn't ask a question. I think every one of you are familiar with something called Facebook, right? Anybody here never heard of it? Everybody familiar with Facebook? I think Jacob has one. Probably he is the first one to have a Facebook. Because the first verse that we have on the brochure, he said, I saw God face to face. He has a Facebook. He saw God face to face. Before Mr. Zuckerman started his Facebook invention, Jacob had it. As a matter of fact, he had a profile. In the book of Genesis, how many chapters we said last night in the book of Genesis? How many chapters we have?
50.
You guys are sleeping, aren't you? How many chapters?
50.
50 chapters. I counted about 18 chapters. We have the profile of Jacob. Almost a third of the book. More than Abraham. I think there is about 11 or 12 chapters about Abraham. 18 chapters about Jacob. That's his profile in his Facebook. All of the details. That's what I find about you. I don't have a Facebook, by the way. But I find about you when I look at your Facebook page. I see your picture. I see what you're doing. Everything about you is there. And everything God wants us to know about Jacob is in here. His profile from the time before even he was born till his death. We have about 18 chapters explain everything about Jacob. A couple of things I want to kind of like engraved in your mind before we get into the details of our study. In the life of Jacob, we see the heart of man and the ways of man. The heart of man and the ways of man. What Jacob is thinking and how he acts. That's what you see in the life of Jacob. Every one of us have this ability to think and to act like Jacob. You want something, right? You want something. And you will make sure you get it somehow. That's what Jacob, he thought he wants something. And he worked very, very hard to get to that thing that he wants. The other thing we see in that profile of Jacob, the heart of God and the ways of God. Write these things down. You see the heart of man and the ways of man. You see the heart of God and the ways of God. Twice in the Bible, once in the Old Testament and once in the New Testament, God said, I loved Jacob. That's the heart of God. I loved Jacob. In Malachi chapter 1, in Romans chapter 9. I loved Jacob. The heart of God toward the man that you really don't want him to be your friend. That's the kind of man Jacob was. And you see the ways of God. Seven times the Lord appeared to Jacob. Seven times the Lord appeared to Jacob. To work in him, to bring him back. And one more thing, and that's to me the most fascinating thing. God calls himself the God of Jacob about 23 times in the Bible. You might find one more or one less, but about 23 times God called himself the God of Jacob. What a profile this man has. I want you to kind of think, if God could love Jacob, there's no question that he would love me. And if God calls himself the God of Jacob, he would not be ashamed to call himself my God. And one thing I learned, that in his ways, he will work in my life to bless me. With this assurance, I want us to sit now and look at the details. Because there are two ways to obtain God's blessing. Subjection to his will, you'll get it. Trying it your own way, you'll get it. But it's going to cost you a lot of scars, which God does not want you to have if you obey. Jacob could have got the blessing because God had promised it. But he tried his own ways. He got it in the end, but not because he was smart or clever or crafty. He got it because God wants him to get it. That's your profile. That's my profile. But that's also God's profile. He loves, and He wanted to bless.
So, Brother Emil, you introduced this thought of the value of the blessing. Perhaps in our day, our culture, these are things that are perhaps lost on us or not so much a part of the way in which we function. But if you go through the Old Testament, you see it with Abraham, you see it with Isaac blessing, Jacob blessing, Joseph blessing his family, and many others who seek a blessing. And young people, it's a very important element as the Spirit of God allows us to kind of look into this household, that these were two brothers. They were loved of their parents, as we mentioned, one more, one a little less, favoritism. But it's the desire that there would be a blessing for the next generation, that the things that God had entrusted into the patriarchs, Abraham and Isaac, that it would be passed on to the next generation. And one of the questions that we need to have of ourselves is, do I really want a blessing, the right hand of fellowship, if you would, from the generation that is before us? Not simply to say, well, you know, there's some nice words that were said to me, but that in those words is the desire from the preceding generation, the fathers, that they would hand things over to another generation to be faithful so that the name of God would be glorified. So Isaac here in this 27th chapter, he has a very noble desire. He has a firstborn son. And as we know, in from a human standpoint, the ranking of the firstborn is very critical in the way in which the family functions in the next generation in particular. Much comes through the firstborn. So here's Isaac now. He's old, his eye is dim, but he wants to bring his son into blessing. It's important that we recognize that there's some weakness on the part of Isaac as well. He's now a man whose his eyesight is dim, he's aged. He's described here along natural lines, right? The body is decaying. He can't see. And he relies upon his son, who is also along the lines of natural things. He's a game hunter, satisfying the flesh. And he says, Isaac, my son, I want you to go take your weapons. Take all the natural things that you have, that you're skillful in, and I want you to go out into the field and bring me natural food. Make me, you know, almost like my last meal. I want to taste some more of this world in a natural way before I leave. Bring me and make me that savory food. And he says, that I may eat, and that my soul may bless thee before I die. And I think these are very important and instructive things for us to see, that though Isaac was a son of blessing, that we can still operate even late in life along natural lines. And so the challenge to all of us is that as we grow older, we want to move from that which is natural to move to those things which are spiritual, to have spiritual vision as opposed to old age. You think of Solomon as a man in his old age, still having a desire for the things that would naturally be attractive to the flesh. Mm-hmm.